Hello. Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Albertis.
Speaking.
Very good. Albertis, my name is Daniel, Daniel Garcia. I'm calling you back from Noombook Writing. I hope you remember me.
From
Noombook
whom?
Writing? Last year, back in the month of November, we had a conversation for marketing a book of yours. Remember?
And what company is this?
Noombook Writing.
No, I don't remember.
We were talking about marketing a book of yours, and I will tell you the name of the book as well, in fact, if I have it available. We had a detailed discussion over the live chat. We had a few follow-ups, and then I guess you signed up with someone else. So I'm just looking to fall back to see that if you are going good with the company, how is your review with the other company? Are they performing their job on time? You are
Yeah,
still with them?
they are doing a good job, yes. And I am I'm editing the book at the moment. I made some changes in it, so at the moment it's not available. But I don't. I mean, there are many companies who call, and I'm very picky, but I always wonder why would somebody want to promote my book without knowing anything about it, right?
That's something right. 100% correct.
Yes. Yeah. I know that as soon as people come out and you get approached, and it's many people when you write a book and you get a request, you think that you wrote the greatest book in the world. I don't think that's what I didn't. Yeah, so people are very vulnerable, and then they sign up and pay a lot of money. They expect the world to come, but from all the millions of books that are out, if you can sell to a hundredth of a percentage to all the readers in the world, you become a millionaire. Yeah.
Makes sense. Makes complete sense. But those are traditional publishing, sir. When you actually hand over the book to, a traditional publisher, he does the marketing, he does everything for you, and at the end of the year, he gives you a check. Now, you're right. This is actually a con when you're using a traditional publishing. This is actually a con that, you would never know that how many sales you're making, and a publisher would tell you maybe you made $500 or maybe you made $600. You had to accept it. You don't have any other
That's right.
option that you can scrutiny the process or maybe check that if you maybe sold 2,500 copies instead of 500 copies, you have no rights to that. That's the reason we
No.
recommend our clients go with self-publishing options. Self-publishing means you invest in your
Yeah.
business and then, of course, you keep everything for yourself. So we had a conversation for self-publishing earlier, where I quoted you everything about the process, and due to some reason you were very suspicious due to scams going on in the market.
Yes, I am. I
I
am.
told
And
you
I, at the
about
moment, I get every month a check. It isn't too much. But see, with marketing a book, you've got to know your target audience.
target audience
Not every book. Go ahead.
target audience is important. You're right.
It's very important, yeah? So for if you have a children's book and you promote it to seniors, you won't sell
Senior
many.
citizens
Well,
won't buy it.
only.
Yeah, right. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So you gotta know your target, and you
And
gotta
for
have
this,
realistic
for the
expectations.
target audience, you need to know the platforms. Okay, you need to know the platforms too. What are the good
Yes.
platforms which can be used? For example, if I would be marketing a children's book, I won't, just publish it or write articles or blogs about it because, of course, it's not an autobiography or something. It's a children's book. I
That's
would
right.
refer it
Yeah.
to schools. I would refer it to, different people out there who have newborn kids over there, or I would put it up on Facebook. That's a good way to attract,
Yeah.
audience, which you generate to your clients, and they are able to buy your book as well. They're very simple time. But the only thing is that you should have awareness in the market. This is what marketing means. Marketing does not mean sales. 90% of the authors are out there looking for companies who can commit them sales. Okay, marketing is not all about sales. Marketing is about
No,
awareness.
no.
The more awareness you have in the market, the more sales you can expect for a longer run. If that makes sense,
You're right. You're right. You got to be, see, no matter how good a product is, whether you are in sports, it's even with sporting people. If you are a talent, but a talent remains undiscovered, doesn't matter how good you are. Somebody got to see it, right? And with a book, the same. You got to, if you're publicity, and if you have a book that is good in its own genre, then you have people, when they are aware of it, They may read it. They talk to somebody else about it. You get some reviews, and if the reviews are good, that helps too. Yeah, but you can't expect miracles. You go to the library and you say, heck, why did I ever want to write a book? And I got the answer. I want to write a book because I had an idea. And when you write a book, your mind goes and defines things different. You can have an idea, but when you write it on paper, suddenly you got to be very precise. So it's more for me than for somebody else, although I think I have something to say, but I enjoyed writing it. It sharpens my thoughts and my ideas. Yeah, so that's the main reason.
I completely agree with this part. This is very much important. This is the reason we tell you that marketing is not everything that, you know, every person can do out there. Knowing the fact that we have been marketing books from the last 12 years, and, you know, we are one of the top 10 marketing companies in the United States now. So there is a lot of difference. It took us years to reach on this level, and a lot of efforts, you know, a lot of efforts. We have almost...
How many books do you represent?
Almost so far, right now, at the very same point of time, you're working on 150 books, which we are marketing at the same point of time, right now.
Mm-hmm. Send me some information on my email.
I would love to. I was actually looking to speak to you in detail. Last time you told me you're looking to cover your investments. You know, I guess you told me you spent $2,500 with someone else, you know, and you wanted to sell 3,500 copies, 2,000 copies. So I was looking to ask you, how is that going? I mean, are you getting some sales out there? You know, is the other company doing good, but it seems like you didn't publish the book so far.
I have published the book. Yeah, the book is published, but I didn't go ahead with that company. I have somebody else. I do regular stuff. It is not too expensive, but I get some responses, and I got a lot of good reviews back, which is excellent. You know, when you get 4 or 5 stars from people that you don't pay for their services, not friends, just strangers, that's a good response, and you get constructive response too when they make some comments, this or that, and I took that into consideration, and I'm just going over the book again and take something out and reword it so that it is more to what the general comments are. Yeah, when somebody says, if you had not repeated several things, I would have given you 5 out of 5 stars, but now I do 4 because there is a little bit of repetition in there. So you take the repetition out, you still say the same thing.
I can show you reviews for our marketing services. For ghostwriting services that we offer, I cannot show you reviews. Reason why I said, because ghostwriting service is a very discreet service, you know. Every person does not prefer, shouting out loud that I've used a company to write a book. They prefer to take the credit, and this is right. You know, it's your idea. You're writing it. You keep the credit, too. So they don't prefer giving credits to the companies or to the firms. So pushing them to give us reviews of what they have written or how did they work with us gets a bit, you know, problem with us. So reviews on marketing services, I can provide you that. The people who have used us for marketing, they have given us excellent reviews. I'll share that with you. We are holding A-plus rating of Better Business Bureau. I'll share that with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll share a couple of samples with you. I'll share our Facebook, Instagram pages with you. It has 9,000 followers over there. So these are a few things that you can actually have a look at, and I'm sure it would give you a better idea.
Send me some information by email.
I did that earlier on your email address. If I'm not wrong, it's albertis@cogeco.ca.
Yes, send it to, this time send it to Little House, all one word, littlehouse@cogeco.ca.
Let me write it down. Little House, okay.
Yeah, one word, lowercase, and then @cogeco.ca. The end is the same.
Okay, cogeco.ca. Okay, I'll spell that for you. Littlehouse, House, then we have house@cogeco.ca. Okay, I'm going to send her in your junk or spam box to have a look at it. And once you have a look at it, do share your feedback. I won't be adding any, pricing to the email at the moment. I will share the bundles with you, but not the pricing. I would like you to review the information and the stuff first. And accordingly, we'll talk on to the pricing too. Money is not a problem. We'll talk on this.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Right, no problem. I'll be waiting
for you. Have a good evening.
Bye for now.
Bye.